Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Probably one of the most played clips over the past day or so has been Joe Biden with the pause thing, where he's just paused four more years. Pause. He wants to generate his own chant. And, of course, they probably got people holding up placards going, four more years, because the Democrats don't do anything unless it's orchestrated. They wrote it in there. By the way, if you look at Joe Biden's notes when they give them to him for press pressers, they tell him, pause. They put literally right in their pause. It isn't extemporaneous. Nothing this man does is extemporaneous. It is all scripted. Pause. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I've gotten to the point where I don't even know if it's worthy of talking about the stupid things that Joe Biden does. I mean, you know he's going to do something stupid. I mean, if his uncle isn't being eaten by cannibals, or shot down over the South Pacific, even though he's not a pilot. Or, I don't know, wrestling alligators or crocodiles at the Nile River. Who knows? Then, you know, Joe Biden doesn't have a story to tell. Every story Joe Biden tells is a blatant lie. Because that's what he does. He is a professional liar. And he's not very good at it. In fact, he's horrible at it. I tell people all the time, look at Joe Biden's record. Look at his record on women. What has he said about women? Go back and look at his record. The dude is a straight-up sexist. Don't even dare go look at what he said about black folks. He's a straight-up racist. If Donald Trump had Joe Biden's record as comments of what he said about blacks, I promise you, he would not have a political career at all. But as you'll note, because we're going to talk about this a little bit later, Stephen A. Smith is noting that there's a big shift in the black community. We talked about him before. And he warned Democrats, you are losing voters, and you're losing them in the ways that makes them sticky to the other side. Because when you persecute Donald Trump the way you've done, when you make it as obvious as you have, what do you expect? Baby. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Folks, if you're wanting to get good health, you're going to get sick. I got sick for a week, and you're going to get sick. But let me tell you, you still want to take care of your health. Check out VervSprayVitamins.com, the most effective way to put vitamins into your system. Quick, spray them into your cheek. They taste great. Veteran-owned company, made in the United States, less expensive than pill vitamins, and you don't have to deal with the idea of swallowing pills. VervSprayVitamins.com. Put in the code ACTION, and you get the deepest discount you'll get for those little bad boys. ACTION. Check it out. Health is important. I want you to be around for this big win coming in November, and I want you to be around a decade or two more. How about we plan some celebrations together after we get this one done? Because this is super important that we do that. I'm going to be featuring an interview with one of my acquaintances, the lovely Lori Lowenberg. She is a dream analyst, and we are going to have an amazing discussion on dreams, and specifically political dreams. Why do you dream recurring dreams? I dream sometimes I can jump off a mountain and fly. I dream sometimes that there are tornadoes swirling all around me. I dream sometimes that I can't run. You know, sometimes I can only run when I'm on all fours. Have you had recurring dreams? We'll talk about some of that. Yeah, Joe Biden, pause, four more years. Would you want four more years of Biden? Ask yourself, I was talking about this on a friend's radio show the other day. I said, you look at Joe Biden's record in anything. You look at this man who's obviously suffering from dementia. He doesn't even have the the mental wherewithal to say, don't read pause. I mean, how long has this guy been doing media? Don't read pause. That's their, they, in fact, when, I don't know, many of you have never sat in front of a teleprompter, but they have what's called SOTS and things like this, and they tell you, we're going to run a video clip here. When you're reading a teleprompter, there are things that are in parent, not parentheses, but in italicized or whatever. I forget how they put them. But you know, don't read that. That's not your part. And if you've done it, I mean, look, I've done it hundreds of times, and I've hosted Fox and Friends and Outnumbered and things like that, where you do read the teleprompter from time to time because they ask you to, you know, cut to commercial or whatever. But you know, don't read that break, you know, or whatever. But Joe Biden can't even recognize, I shouldn't read that. That's why when he tells you that my team tells me not to say anything and he's got notes about, okay, who do I call on now? Let me look. He can't do it on his own. And here's the sad part. Here's the scary sad part. People know this man is demented. They don't even have the ability to say to themselves, we got to have the best person in the job. You may not like Donald Trump, but you need to have him in the job. I'll give you an example. John McCain. We ran John McCain against Barack Obama. Now, Barack Obama was not prepared to be president. John, I don't think John McCain was either. But there came a point where you said, look, we're not going to beat him. It isn't like we brought the most stellar candidate, John McCain. So resign yourself to the loss and just go with it. You know, see what's the best that's going to happen. Now, Barack Obama blew it. And of course, I wanted Romney in 2012. I'm glad the good Lord decided that we didn't need that one. And he let Barack Obama continue his devastation because that's what gave us Donald Trump. So whoever would want four more years of Joe Biden, what do you want? You want America to go down the tubes? You want poor people to continue to suffer? You want veterans to continue to suffer and commit suicide? You want the homeless population to grow? You want more wars? You want more Bidenflation? People afraid to pay, can't pay their bills? People that can't get adequate medical care because they can't pay their co-pays? Can't pay for the medical, you know, the co-pay on medicines and things like this? What do you want? You want more money sent to countries to fight wars that we have nothing to do with? You want more terrorism in the world? What exactly do you want to put this man into office for? Please explain it to me. As Denzel Washington would say, like I'm a third grader. There's no reason to want it. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Joe Biden's economic prowess and what it's delivered, because the stock market sure didn't like it. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verb Spray Vitamins. Verb Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verb Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit verbsprayvitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Cole Wallace of MSNBC had a guest on who has a book that underscores the unholy marriage of what they call right-wing politics and Christian exceptionalism in America. And I have to tell you, I've seen guests on a show that are so desperate, they can easily be led to say whatever the other side wants them to say. This lady, her name is Newman. I didn't catch her first name. But it is so obvious she's pandering. She wants this book sold. She wants her concept sold. I have to play this. What we're going to do is I'm going to talk about Stephen A. Smith later on in this hour, and then I want to talk about the economy in the next hour, because Joe Biden is, I mean, if they're scripting a win for Joe Biden, somebody is completely, they need to rewrite it. I'll put it that way. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I give you the way to reach me because I want you to reach out. The Kevin Jackson Network is how you can reach us. Everything that we're doing, I'm going to give you guys a little preliminary notice. We are taking the Flickfest public. This is the Netflix equivalent of what we've been doing, what I've been working on for years. I told you guys I was going to do it. It is going to happen. The minimum of investment you can make is $100. We're going to raise $5 million. The raise we're looking at is $5 million. We're going to revolutionize Hollywood, and we're going to turn Hollywood on its tail, because we're going to start making really good content of films and stuff. And I have 1,924 filmmakers ready to go. I know you're like, oh, Kevin, there's Dinesh D'Souza, and there's, you know, there's a handful of people. No, there's not. There's thousands. There's thousands of filmmakers out there who want their work showcased. It's about to go public. It'll be in about a month to 45 days. You'll get all the information, all the SEC filings, et cetera, will be ready to go. And I hope you will become one of our people that are part of that. And it's, as I said, it's a minimum of $100. We're doing a percentage of the company. This is actual stock. This is not some game we're playing here. This is stock. You'll have ownership. And let me tell you what you're going to be doing. You're going to change Hollywood. We're going to change the way things are done in the film industry. And we're going to change the culture by doing this. So I'm excited. This is, let me tell you, I put a lot of money into making this happen. And I had a lot of friends who helped to get me over the hump to do this, because to file our Reg CF was quite a bit of money. I had to essentially promise my next kid. And luckily, I'm not having anymore. Shame on them. But yeah, if I do have another child, I have to give that child to somebody. Anyway, I want to go back to, I want to play this clip. Nicole Wallace and this woman discussing otherism, and watch how Nicole Wallace gets her to say, oh, Joe Biden doesn't have any otherisms.
And so what I would say is that on the Republican side, they advocate for hostile action, which moves you to extremism. But I would say on both sides, our politics have increasingly been othering. We demonize the other side.
Joe Biden, what has Joe Biden done that's othering?
I don't know that Joe Biden as a leader is...
But if you do apples to apples, the two
there's no
president.
I want to stop it there for just a second to say, what are you smoking? Joe Biden has talked about the MAGA Republicans. He's even tried to make us ultra MAGA Republicans. They often talk about how dangerous and deadly we are. And I would love to, has anybody ever called Nicole Wallace and said, okay, well, prove it? Because see, I can tell you dangerous and deadly leftism all day long and twice on Sunday, especially on the weekends, right? I can talk to you about deadly Democrats. They exist in every major city. I can talk to you about the deadly things that Democrats have created with these drug cartels. The drug pushers that are pushing fentanyl into American streets. The violent crime that gets committed every day in the cities, and the other crimes that go unpunished. Look at Diddy. Look at Weinstein. Look at Epstein. Really? Let's listen to the rest.
There's no comparison.
So what does the nominee for president of the Republican Party do to make the country more dangerous?
So I am most concerned on about Trump and about the Republican Party MAGA acolytes who actively not only use that precursor narrative, they go to that next step of extremism, which is advocating for hostile action. Hostile action can be non-criminal. It could be things like threats and intimidation and bullying, which, like, that's how Donald Trump runs all of his criminal enterprises, is through threats and intimidation and bullying. We're seeing that in the trial right now.
Mm-hmm. We're stopping here because I love it when people say things and you go, well, what's your proof? All of Donald Trump's enterprises are done on intimidation. So he builds big buildings and golf resorts and whatever else on intimidation. And then she uses the trial. Well, look at the trial. Well, that's not a business, first of all. But see, there's no pushback. There's no discussion here. It's a one-way street. And by the way, Nicole Wallace has made it clear. If you're going to say something negative about Biden, I'm going to stop you in your tracks. The only thing you can do is talk about Donald Trump. Notice how she said, what otherism has Biden done? And the girl goes, I'm clearly not saying that. Then she says, okay, let's talk more about what Trump's done. And the girl goes right back into it. Let's play it again.
But the criminal stuff, when you get to hate crimes and vandalism and threats of violence or actual violence and acts of terrorism, he has demonstrated that not only does he dog whistle people to do those things, at times he actually suggests that, oh, violence is going to be necessary. You had Carrie Lake last week say that not only do you need to put on the armor of God, a reference to a scripture in Ephesians about prayer and faith, but then went the next step and said, and you also need to slap on a Glock, implying that we are going to need to physically not only defend, but she kind of suggested, you know, fight for the political outcome that you want. It's very dangerous rhetoric. Most people are not going to go commit an act of violence, but there are a small percentage that are very vulnerable to that kind of messaging, and it does lead to more violence. It does lead to terrorist attacks, and people die because our politicians are so loose with their words, and it needs to stop.
Gosh, whoever is their publicist, that was a horrible interview. Horrible. She references Carrie Lake, doesn't really understand it all, takes it out of context, and then wants people to believe, because that's the thing. And that's why I keep telling you guys, if you're going to let people tell you who you are, shame on you. I'm not violent. You mess with me, I can become violent, but I'm not violent by nature. I don't want to hurt anybody. Just don't try to hurt me. I mean, I could give you example after example, pick apart everything this woman said, and here's the net of it. And you already know what I'm about to tell you. She's telling you what Democrats do. She's telling you what leftists do. She's disguising it as us. We're the ones doing it, when in fact, she knows this is the way leftists behave. When we come back, we're going to be talking about Stephen A. Smith and his comments.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The University of Southern California has canceled its main graduation ceremony. Tensions on campus were already high after USC canceled the commencement speech by the school's pro-Palestinian valedictorian, citing safety concerns. College officials across the country worried the ongoing protests could disrupt their plans for commencement. Some universities have had police break up demonstrations, resulting in hundreds of arrests. tests, while others are just waiting out student protests as the final days of the semester wrap up. President Biden's latest proposal to hike the top capital gains rate tax to its highest level in more than a century isn't being easily accepted. It would take the rate to its highest level since it was first introduced in the early 1920s. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I can't stand wishy-washy people. Say what you mean what you say. Now, you may have to step back on some things because it happens. You're not always right. But say what you mean what you say. And if you have conviction, if you're over 40 years old and you have to backtrack on something, you probably haven't really been paying attention. Or you're not, giving yourself the right type of inputs. You should be pretty clear on who you are by the time you're 40, don't you think? I mean, I know we're constantly evolving and finding ourselves, but your core values should be set. Quite frankly, I think your core values should be set before you turn, say, 13, go into puberty, so you have some idea of who you are. I saw this clip, and it said, the way that we imprint on our children, it says, before they go to bed, you need to say something positive to them. When they wake up, you need to say something positive to them, no matter what. Because you are their inner voice. But what is the inner voice of America? Think about what the inner voice is with the people that call themselves the leaders of this country. What is the inner voice of this country? What are we telling ourselves before we go to sleep and when we wake up? Kevin Jackson, as you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Sometimes when I do my show, I so wish that millions of people could hear what I have to say, not because it's me, but because I think they need to hear these words. I think what I just said, it was God-inspired. It was profound. Melissa sends me a clip, says, hey, let's think about this and how, this was years ago, how we raise our children, how we, do what we do. And, I pull it out of the weeds of my mind somewhere and say, look, this is what I think, and I believe it. I believe that we should be establishing the culture of this country. And when I say we, I'm talking about the same people. I'm not talking about the pronoun people and the alphabet people. I'm talking about what should we say to this country before everybody goes to sleep, and what should we say the minute everybody wakes up. And you know what I say? God bless you. God loves you. We love you. You're the best citizens of the world. It doesn't mean you're perfect. You are sinners, unworthy of what God's grace is to you every single day. But that's okay. Because you get up every morning and you don't have an agenda that is against somebody else. Your agenda is in making yourself better. Don't beat yourself up, but make yourself better. Because if you're doing that, you're probably making others around you better. Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I say all this because Stephen A. Smith made a comment the other day on Hannity. And it was a warning to leftists. He said, listen, you guys need to wake up. You're losing people. You're losing vote. You want to know why they're losing it? Because they're losing the soul of America. They don't know what the soul of America is. The soul of America is not letting invaders come in and change our culture. The soul of America isn't spending our money in foreign wars fighting useless, nonsense and giving away the precious resources of American citizens so you can go with some sort of an agenda to hide what the existing resident in chief is doing and his family. The soul of America isn't prosecuting its best citizens. The soul of America isn't letting crackhead sons of elitists get off just because you have an agenda. The soul of America isn't lying, a media lying to us about everything, including what truly is for the greater good, that being vaccines, diseases, origins of diseases, gain of function and what we're studying and what we're trying to do, population control. The soul of America isn't letting criminals dictate what happens in the world and prosecuting innocent people like this rancher in Arizona who's being prosecuted because he dare to shoot somebody on his land. You think he just went out there and was target hunting, or do you think he felt like his life was in danger? The soul of America isn't watching cops get beat down in New York City, or women get stabbed, or Christian clergy get stabbed by Muslims, or not even be able to talk about the disease of the jihadists, religion of the jihadists. I could go on, folks. What is the soul of America? What should we be saying when we send America to sleep? What should we be saying when America wakes up? Should it be a message of hope, or should it be a message of divisiveness and despair? Should it be a message that, oh, all you 75 plus million people that voted for the legitimate president of the United States, I don't care about you. I only care about these other people. Should the soul of America be representatives who don't represent you, who don't have any inkling of what you want? Or it seems like if they do, they do the opposite. They don't care, which is even far worse. What is the soul of America? Is the soul of America prosecuting, calling Elon Musk a racist or saying he's about misinformation when he's about the opposite? Is the soul of America making well over half this country feel like they have no voice, no say, that we're the crazy ones? I don't think so. We're going to play this Stephen A. Smith clip, the first one, then we're going to play the second one. And what's interesting is the first one, he tells you the way it is. And the second one, to be honest with you, I don't like Stephen A. Smith's style. I think he's too, I don't know the word, but he tries to come off too cool, too New Yorkish. Now that may very well be him, but I think he's putting on. But what I will tell you is it was presented as he backtracked. It was a mea culpa. And to some degree he did. But in his so-called mea culpa, he put out even more truth. And he backed up what he said. I'll give him credit for that. But here's what I will tell you. I would have never backed down, period. If I say something, if I tell you that Donald Trump is a great president, it isn't because I'm, got Stockholm syndrome. It's because I believe it. And if I tell you that Bill Clinton, I've fallen on the sword for Bill Clinton multiple times saying, you know what? I look at Bill Clinton's record. I look at the way the things were, what was happening during that period. And even though there was some legacy Ronald Reagan, he was living on that muscle memory. That was one of the best presidencies ever. And I know people look at me like I'm crazy, but go do the research. I've already done it. And I've gone beyond the D and the R. It's not about Democrat and Republican. You could credit Newt Gingrich in the Republicans for forcing Clinton to do it, or you could say, you know what, they collectively worked together to represent us, balance budget, getting criminals off the street, putting more cops on the street, calling people what they are. If you're a criminal, if you're a super predator, you're a super predator. I'm not taking that back. Do you think there's not a super predator? See, there are predators. There are things that will hunt mice. And then there are things that will hunt humans. I consider the latter a super predator. A cat can kill a mouse, but he ain't going to kill me. But a lion? I think I've made my point. Let's play that first clip of Stephen A. Smith.
To my liberal friends out there, all you're doing is showing that you're scared you can't beat them on the issues and the merits. That's why he keeps saying it's a political campaign against me. That's why he keeps saying they can't beat me at the election, at the polls. This is the only way they could do it. And if you don't put him in jail, and he still goes from being a presumptive GOP nominee to the official GOP nominee, and he goes to the polls, even though he was going to whine about winning and being rigged again, you have given more fodder to that argument. Which means we'll never have peace in this country, because tens of millions of people see what extent the other side is willing to go through just to keep him out of office, because they can't beat him on their own merits. And they're going to say, hey, you trumped this up against him again, and we'll have no peace, when all you got to do is figure out a way to beat him on the issues. But you haven't been able to do it.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Now, that was Stephen A. Smith just expressing his opinion, and by the way, giving Democrats factual information about what's going on. In fact, in many cases, you can hear him say, I'm not for the guy. But if we're going to get him, we got to get him legitimately. We can't get him through the courts and all this other nonsense, because all we're doing is giving him fodder. Now, Stephen A. Smith is too stupid to understand that what he said is, and I said this before, what he says is exactly the reason why he shouldn't even be talking about Donald Trump negatively. He should be the one extolling the man's virtues. He sees what's going on. He's going, are we afraid of him? If you want to go policy by policy, go toe to toe, then do it. But in Stephen A. Smith, God bless him. I mean, if he's making a lot of money, if it's a measure of money, he's doing better than I am. But I'll tell you this, the guy has the intellect of a snail. He's giving you all the reasons why he shouldn't be supporting Joe Biden, yet he is. And by the way, I already told you, he was supporting Joe Biden before. We'll wrap this up in a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We are discussing Stephen A. Smith, who every now and then, like Bill Maher, gets it right. He's a lefty that doesn't want to admit he's really on the right because, quite frankly, they know that it would mess up their money. And Stephen A. Smith came out. He was on Hannity, and I give him credit for going on Hannity, but he wants to come off as a warrior. I'm on Hannity. I'm the voice of reason, but I'm still a lefty. And he's a proponent of Joe Biden, doesn't like Trump, doesn't know why, too stupid to really understand the politics of it all, or refuses to. Either way, it's still stupidity. And he made a comment, we played it earlier in the previous segment, where he said, look, liberals, he calls them liberals, I call them leftists. Look, leftists, he says, you're missing the warning signs. You're trying to convict Donald Trump in court and all these other tricks. And we should be trying to convict him on his policies. And see, what Stephen A. Smith doesn't understand is there is no convicting Trump on policy. He's right on policy. So he what he doesn't understand is this is the Democrats' last resort, is to get Donald Trump. Now, he's saying, look, guys, we can't do it this way. We got to do it on the up and up. What party? What have you been witnessing for the last decade? Since when have Democrats done anything on the up and up? Joe Biden got elected in a fraud. The 2022 midterms were frauds. There's not a Democrat that can get elected in a fair election running against a decent Republican opponent. Not one. Not in any city, nowhere. The only way Democrats win is they win by cheating. Gavin Newsom is not the legitimate governor of California. I'm not saying it's Larry Elder, but I'll tell you this. Anybody could beat that clown. Other Democrats want to run against him, and they can't. Same Democrats. I don't care about the party affiliation. Run California however you want. If you want it to be the land of fruits, nuts, and fairies, fine. Californicate the heck out of it. But let it be somebody legit, not somebody who's been placed into office on pedigree. Nancy Pelosi and the Newsom family run California. It is a fiefdom, a kingdom, if you will. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'm talking about Stephen A. Smith for one reason. Stick to your guns. Now, he does a mea culpa. We're going to play this clip in a second. And let me tell you what he does. He does a typical New York, I stand by what I said, but I apologize. Let me tell you something. I've said many things on this program. I'm not apologizing for any of it. I'm not apologizing for how you accept it. I'm not apologizing for how I said it. I don't say it with malice. I say it because it's my truth. I believe it is the truth because that's what I seek. And if I do make a mistake, I'll tell you, hey, I made a mistake. I ain't apologizing. I make mistakes. My mistakes are not malicious. But I'm not apologizing. And I'll tell you something else. I don't know many people that are apologizing to me. I've been doing this for more than a decade and a half. I have been spot on. You could go back and listen to my show 15 years ago, and you can listen to it today, and you will see I have been spot on. I have not wavered. I may have nuanced to say, well, here's what I'm, I mean a little bit more, give you a little bit more clarity, but I've not wavered. My core values remain the same from the time that I was, at least 17 years old. And I can honestly tell you, I think my core values were the same since I was sentient. The problem is, because I was a pathological liar as a kid, because I didn't want to tell the truth about my dad or my family, but I still knew I was lying. So my core values didn't change. I just didn't abide. So all I can tell you is it's been consistent. What you're going to get in this show is consistency, and what you're going to get in me is consistency. And look, I've said it many times. I love you guys. I love my audience. But when it comes to protecting Kevin and how I feel about myself, I don't care what you think about me. I don't. And I expect you to feel the same. I love you guys. You're going to make mistakes. And sometimes those mistakes, people are going to judge you. I'm not going to judge you. But if I did and you said, Kevin, you're judging me and I don't like it, you'd be more than entitled to. You're not here to make somebody like you and everything about you. That is the biggest fallacy you can teach. I say it to my teenage son right now. I tell him all the time. The biggest problem you have is you want people to like you. I said, what you want to do is be your authentic self and have people like you for that. Let's play the Stephen A. Smith clip before I run out of time.
I wanted to touch on something that I made news about just a few days ago. Let me say this, ladies and gentlemen. Accountability is where everything needs to begin in this world. It's something I say quite often. I certainly never hesitate to hold folks accountable when mistakes or mishaps occur. So I'm certainly not about to run from it myself. I'm fully aware that I've been in the news over the last few days, paraded all over social media as well, after comments I made during my appearance on Fox News' Hannity last week with the one and only Sean Hannity himself. And I'm fully aware of the outcry that has ensued because of it. A lot of folks in Black America seem pretty pissed at me right now. From friends and loved ones to colleagues, contemporaries, and dare I say, even the NAACP itself. Quite a few folks were put off, if not flat out offended, after my words were interpreted as associating support for Trump from the black community with all the legal issues he's facing. For that, I sincerely apologize. To be clear, my words were misconstrued. I'm stating right here for the record that my words were taken out of context, misrepresenting and depicting me in a way I found every bit as insulting and disrespectful as folks in black America evidently felt about what they thought I said. But I'll own it anyway. Because, you know, please know that I know the buck stops with me. I'm in the communication business. I've been here for 30 years, so regardless of whatever interpretation that accompanies any words coming out of my mouth, the responsibility ultimately lies with me first and foremost before anybody else. I've always felt that way. I still do. I always will. Period. Blacks who refuse to support Trump are aware of his history of issues. And we'll never forget how Trump claimed Obama, the nation's first black president, wasn't even qualified to hold office because he was born in Kenya, although Trump recanted the statement during his 2016 campaign run for the presidency. Yet Trump's dissenters were not the topic of discussion when I was talking to Hannity. The support he appears to be receiving in the polls was what was being discussed. Five polls, count them, five. Emerson, NBC News, Daily Goss, Occult, New York Times, and Rasmussen, all big national polls, had Trump leading over the last few weeks. Plus, according to 538, recent local polls also put Trump ahead in battleground states. He's up 6 points in Michigan, Arizona, and Georgia each. Insofar as Trump gaining support in the black community, well, how about various publications with these headlines? The Chicago Tribune: this time Trump really does seem to be making black voter inroads. Why? The Washington Post: voters of color are shifting right. Are Democrats doomed? How about the New York Times? As black voters drift to Trump, Biden's allies say they have work to do. Axios wrote: big Biden bummer. New York Times Siena poll shows gaps with key demographic groups. Wall Street Journal: Biden loses support among black men. The Hill: Biden losing support among black voters in swing states. Colon, survey. Al Jazeera: why are black voters backing Donald Trump in record numbers? And CBS News: black voter support for Trump up from 4% to 23%, poll finds. Why did I say all of that? Because I want to show you I didn't just open my mouth. I read, I listened, and I've seen a momentum shift, as we all have. Anywhere I appear, no matter my subjectivity relating to what I feel, is still going to be based on facts being presented into the stratosphere.
I apologize. Apologize for what? You had all the facts there. What are you apologizing to? Well, you know what Stephen A. Smith is doing? He's placating to the black audience. I apologize. I did not want to in any way imply that you people are switching over to Trump. What are you apologizing for? They're black. You just proved black people are going, hey, we've had enough. Facts are the facts. For anybody that's a naysayer out there about what I say on this program, those are the facts. They're leaving Biden for a reason, and black folks aren't the only people leaving him.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.